This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, Callum, we have a special guest.
We do indeed. We have Julie McKay in from Candles for a Cause. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Now, this is a possible campaign that you started up.
Yes, indeed. So Candles for a Cause is actually part of a social enterprise initiative. So we are an online social enterprise. So we sell stuff online to create work and learning opportunities mm-hmm. for people with a disability and disadvantage in Melbourne's north. So we've been around for about 6 to 8 months online.
Yep.
And Candles for a Cause is our next initiative in the ranks to support, you know, further work and learning opportunities for people in need.
So give us a little bit of background. So In the Click is the online shop that you've had running for about 8 months.
Yes,
is that right?
Indeed, that's correct. Yes. So
Where did that come from? Is it something that's been created completely out of a need, or was there some sort of government backing? Or
we wish any government backers at the moment. We would love some. No, we're actually non-government funded, and the In the Click concept was created out of sheer and absolute need. So particularly in Melbourne's north, so people with a disability are 50% less likely to have a job. And youth unemployment in some areas in Hume is actually nearly up to 40% in some areas.
Oh,
so
it's
quite dreadful, those statistics. I was at a forum with Department of Social Services recently where they revealed that only one third of the participants in their job seeker programs are actually getting through to jobs beyond 26 weeks as well. So we sort of live and breathe as part of that, sort of commercial community to support work and learning. But at the same time, we're actually a registered charity. So we use our commercial acumen to create work and learning opportunities because there is a dire and absolute need for it.
So In the Click is an online shop, inthecliq.org.au. Thank you.
No problem.
And you sell stuff that all of the proceeds go back into helping these people find placements, or is it the actual business itself creates the work?
It's the business itself that creates the work. So 100% of the profits that we make, because we're a charity, so it's mm-hmm. retained, so we don't make any payments to directors or shareholders. We have our stakeholders, which is the people that we work with. So the business is built around the online shop to generate the revenue. So we sell as much as we can online, and the concept is really simple. The more we sell, the more work and learning opportunities that we can create. And that could be things like work experience, it could be internships, it could be paid work, it could be work placements, etc. So there's quite a variety of ways that we can interact with our groups, and then also support the participants as well. Moral support, but also other support, work with the agencies, the government-funded agencies, to actually help them get jobs in open employment or industry-based employment, as we call it. Yeah.
Now, you say you can buy things from the store for your home and your pets and your office. So,
absolutely.
What sort of examples of the things we can buy from In the Click?
Yes.
And are they also sourced from generous people, or are you having to do that in a typical business way and actually buying the stock?
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. So we sell a variety of things. So we sell a lot of home decor. Our sort of the more popular lines are obviously our oil burners and candles and that mm-hmm. sort of, you know, touchy-feely sort of type stuff that people have, have in abundance in the houses. We also sell pet products for the fur babies, as we call it at
mm-hmm.
home.
Yes.
So things are very popular brands like Kong and Fuzzyard and likes thereof. So that gives some people an opportunity to spoil their pets while creating jobs. So
very nice.
Particularly with the collars, the guys that we work with at Scope, High Point Industries, they actually do our pick, pack, dispatch for us.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular. Mm-hmm. They love packing the collars and things like that. It gives them a lot of satisfaction and also some, you know, really meaningful type of work as well for them. So it's a terrific little initiative with that partner.
So, and so in terms of getting the stock, it's actually done in the traditional business way.
It is. Look, where possible, we try social procurement. So we sort of suggest to our providers that if they can give us a leg up, then it all goes to a good cause. Hmm. Again, the more margins we make, the more jobs we can create.
Yep.
But we also receive donated items as well. So good quality donated items where we can sell, similar to an op shop type model, where we can sell those online. And again, profits are retained for the guys to, get involved with the work and learning activities.
I do need some more toys for our Rosie dog to chew.
Yes, so, plenty of Kongs online.
Excellent.
Lots of Kong toys. Yes, indeed.
Now, you alluded to it at the start of the conversation. You've got a new cause up and running to try and take you to the next level. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So we, obviously appreciate that manufacturing's not going great in Australia. So we've sort of gone a little bit against the grain, where we've spent a lot of time looking at the types of things that we can do in Australia with people with a disability in particular. Mm-hmm. Candles for a Cause sort of came out of a little bit of market research around some solid performers in the home decorative sort of type space. And we spent a lot of time with working with our partner, High Point Industries, to design and work with the candles where the guys actually, they pour in the wax, they put the wicks in. We also label them as well, top and bottom. And then when we sell them online, there's also pick, pack, dispatch jobs as well. So there's actually work activities from go to woe with the Candles for a Cause. And the Possible campaign is actually part of getting the equipment and materials
right.
to actually help us make more candles. Again, the concept, the more we sell, the more we can provide more work and opportunities. So that's, I'm sorry we don't have a smelling sort of Sniff FM or something like that.
Well, we can assure you that the studio is smelling a whole heap better
yes,
since you walked in with these candles.
So. Yeah, I mean, I'm having a cheeky sniff as the interview has continued.
They're lovely. I can smell them from here.
It's not a phrase I get to say very often. Glad I get to use it today.
Do we have a target to be able to buy the equipment you need?
We do. So we're the ask is for $5,000, and that will give us, basically all the equipment that we need to also make wholesale orders as well, which is, again, that's a really attractive market for us to do with marketing companies and the likes thereof that would, buy them in various forms mm-hmm. and then use them for promotional purposes as well. So that's where we're at the moment. We've got, I think, about 15 supporters as of this morning. And we're looking to tip up to 5,000 by 30th of June. With Possible, it's an all or nothing site for crowdfunding.
Right.
So
yep.
if we do not get the whole lot, we don't get anything. So hence wanting to, call out to community today for your support. And look to, getting us to that tipping point. And also, if you jump onto Facebook, et cetera, you can keep up to date of all the activities that are going along in the front line as well.
Now, is there a link to the Possible campaign from intheclick.org.au?
There is indeed on the homepage.
Fantastic. So mm-hmm. it's going to be very easy to find the,
absolutely.
The campaign.
Right up the top there.
Right up the top there.
Excellent. Julie, is there a quick story you can tell us about how you've made a real difference to someone within the Click already?
I think with our program, it's individuals, the way that we've designed the work activities, the way that we've engineered the processes, it means that people that may not have normally had an opportunity to do that type of work have been given that opportunity. So it'd be hard to pick out one because mm-hmm. everything that we do is designed around individuals' needs. Mm-hmm. But the feedback we've got from our supply chain partner in Scope High Point Industries has been absolutely incredible. It's a very, very popular line to be working on. And it's one of those, sort of prized activities during the day. So we're quite pleased with the opportunities that we're providing. It is meaningful work. It's a little bit more challenging because it's manufacturing type work. And with that comes a great sense of satisfaction. And they're certainly made with love because they're great quality candles.
I actually used to work in with people with disabilities and going out on day trips for respite for the parents and carers and taking them out to different places where they did arts and crafts and got to make things and take things home with them. It makes such a huge difference.
It is indeed, yeah. And I think it's that very tactile part of it. So, and with the guys, once they, you know, they can do the pick, pack, dispatch as well, they can see that people are buying them and people are loving them. So I think it's an important part of the process. It's it really helps with self-worth and confidence and self-esteem as well.
Fantastic. They're called Candles for a Cause. Julie McKay is the founder and managing director of intheclick.org.au. It's a very worthy place to be putting your money. And if you can help them out with their possible campaign to get these candles up and running and get lots of people in meaningful work, then that would be amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you so much,
guys.
Thanks
so much.
Cheers.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.